This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A little break from political news now as Day to Day goes to the dogs. There's a traditional link between religious communities and animals. St. Francis of Assisi is the classic example. Then there are those Augustinian monks in Switzerland with St. Bernard rescue dogs. The monks of New Skeet in upstate New York follow in that tradition. For about 30 years, they've been raising and training dogs. They've got a famous book on this called How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend. It's been issued and reissued. And now they have a new book. It's called I and Dog. Karen Michelle went to New Skeet to visit the monks and their doggies.
The monastery of New Skeet appears at the top of a steep hill, just around a curve that reveals the two onion dome churches. The monastery is in the Eastern Orthodox tradition. At morning matins and evening vespers, the community is in the center, surrounding the priest.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and up to ages of ages. Amen.
The daily services are just about the only times the nine monks of New Skeet wear their full-skirted black habits. Otherwise, they're in blue jeans and cords. Birkenstocks and Tevas with socks poke out from cassocks and Levi's alike. Brother Christopher has been at the monastery since 1981.
We certainly wear our liturgical garb for our services, but if you're wearing all black and wearing a black hat with a big beard, I think a lot of dogs initially wouldn't know what to make out of that.
Dogs are an integral part of life upstate at New Skeet, so it matters what the dogs think. They have a lot to do with Brother Christopher's reasons for being here.
The community was small, intimate, it was familial in character. And then I think also the presence of the dogs added a dimension of humanness that I really liked. The dogs, I could see when I visited, kept the brothers from taking themselves too seriously.
Yeah. You a good guy? Huh? Hey, bud.
The monastery was founded in 1966. The monks started with one dog, a German shepherd, and after that dog died, the place felt empty. So they got a couple more shepherds and started breeding them.
This particular building has five whelping rooms in it.
But there haven't been any litters lately. The whelping pens are empty. The brothers are plenty concerned, in part because each dog they sell brings in $1,500, and that buys a lot of dog and monk food. So they have another non-dog-related business selling, well, sinfully rich cheesecake made by the nuns of New Skeet just down the road, and other upscale people treats.
My name is Brother Peter, and I'm packing New Skeet cheese spreads.
Given how much time they spend with each other, it's not surprising that the monks are so close with their dogs. All of the brothers take care of the shepherds, the German shepherds, though not every monk was a dog lover at first. In Brother Luke's case, it wasn't the dogs that brought him to the monastery. He joined the community in 1995.
I'm allergic to dogs. And I'll tell you, when I first came here, and I moved into my room, and the next morning, I got up and I went out behind the monastery. And here were five pens with 10 dogs, German shepherds, jumping up and down and barking at me. And I thought, what have I gotten myself into? Now I love the dogs.
Brother Luke still takes allergy pills daily. An Arabic scholar, he named his current dog Warda, meaning little flower.
Warda, come here. What a good puppy. Oh, you're such a sweetie, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are.
While it's clear the monks love the dogs, training them is what the monks are really known for. They'll board and train a dog, nearly any dog, 4 weeks for $1,000, about what you'd pay just to kennel a pooch in New York City.
What I'll do is I'll take Rimsky out first. Good boy.
Brother Christopher is the chief dog trainer. Each dog gets 2 15-minute training sessions a day, outdoors, learning the basic commands. Yeah, down, sit, come, stay, and heel.
Rimsky, heel.
Rimsky is a huge black and white dog, a Swiss mountain dog, who clearly knows the drill. He's attentive to Brother Christopher as he takes the dog in tight circles on the snow-covered ground.
I'll jump up and down in front of him.
Good boy!
Very good. Stay.
Brother Christopher and the other brothers say that the learning isn't at all one way. The dogs teach them. It's a bond that's personal and spiritual. Wanting to share that connection led the monks of New Skeet to publish their new book, I and Dog. The title is a reference to Martin Buber's I and Thou. I and Dog is not nearly so dense as Buber's tome. This is a collection of monks' writings about dogs, coupled with photos of the monastery, hills behind, dogs in front. Brother Christopher reads from the book.
By their very nature and need, dogs draw us out of ourselves. They root us in nature, making us more conscious of the mystery of God inherent in all things.
So far, Brother Christopher hasn't heard anyone call I and Dog sacrilegious.
Not a sacrilege. I think there are people who might say, wait a minute, it's just a dog. I think that there are those types of individuals, but on a deeper level, I'm not particularly threatened by that at all, because I realize, first of all, in my own life, working with dogs the way I do doesn't really leave much room for sentimentality and romanticism. And it's curiously out of that that I've discerned in my own life this deeper level that's present not just simply with our own German shepherds, but also with the dogs who come in from the outside. And in one sense, if I can pass a little bit of that on to owners, then I think that makes the world a better place, both for dogs and their owners.
At the close of each service, the monks pray for a whole list of categories of people and other creatures. Brother Luke.
Every day we pray and we say that we join our prayers with all of creation in praising God. And the dogs are there too.
For Day to Day, I'm Karen Michelle.